This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, new protests are underway across the United States to President Donald Trump's controversial travel ban to the U.S. for citizens of seven majority Muslim countries. In a show of solidarity, demonstrators in London rallied against the travel ban.
I think the fact that there's thousands of people who are out here today and elsewhere around the world in the last 2 weeks goes to show that people won't stand for it. So I think things will change over time, and we just have to keep going and keep fighting and letting them know that it's not okay for the ban.
On Saturday, Mr. Trump criticized a federal judge's ruling temporarily blocking his executive order banning travel from countries with an elevated terrorism risk, calling the ruling, in his words, ridiculous, and vowing to overturn it, or have it overturned. Since Friday's ruling, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection said travelers with a valid visa will now be allowed entry into the country. An official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA on Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the U.S. and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's stance with Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the United States recognizes Japan's administration of the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by China. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Mattis told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Both Japan and China claim sovereignty over the uninhabited contested islands in the South China Sea area. In addition, Taiwan, Malaysia, Vietnam, the Philippines, and Brunei also claim parts of the waters that contain strategic sea lanes and rich fishing grounds, as well as oil and gas deposits. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency says a proposed initiative to create safe zones in Syria for refugees would not work in the country. Filippo Grande is just back from Syria.
Refugees are people that flee from the places that I have just seen in Syria. And I think I said it very clearly from there. This is where they come from these ruins, from this emptiness, from this. So they should be embraced, they should be received with solidarity and generosity, not identified as carriers of risk, of threat. They're not. These are people that flee from danger. They're not the dangerous themselves.
President Trump recently signed an order barring Syrian refugees from the United States indefinitely. A top Pakistani official has hinted that his government would be willing to discuss with the new American administration freedom for Shaquille Afridi, the jail doctor who helped the United States hunt down Osama bin Laden in 2011. His remarks on local television follow reports of renewed pressure on Pakistan to release Afridi since President Trump assumed office last month. Afridi is hailed as a hero in the U.S. for helping the CIA obtain the bin Laden's family's DNA by organizing a fake immunization campaign that led American forces to raid and kill the fugitive al-Qaeda chief in a hideout in Pakistan in May of 2011. And the Louvre Museum in Paris reopened Saturday, less than 24 hours after a knife-wielding man was shot by officers. Authorities say the 29-year-old Egyptian is recovering in the hospital. The French Interior Ministry said an anti-terrorism prosecutor is investigating the incident. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.